Hello and welcome to the Sonic Cinema Podcast. My name is Brian Scuttle. Thank you for joining me at www.sonic-cinema.com. Be sure to click subscribe, rate, and review the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, whether it is Apple, Spotify, Good Pods, iHeart, wherever you listen to podcasts, as well as the Sonic Cinema Podcast YouTube channel is always appreciated. Can also check us out at patreon.com/SonicCinema. Have some Dragon Con excerpts from panels to share with you over there and more, hopefully coming the rest of this year. And that is at patreon.com/SonicCinema. We are coming out of the Labor Day holiday weekend, and that can only mean one thing. This is my annual post-Dragon Con episode, and it is always it's always great to be able to go down to downtown Atlanta for a weekend, or, you know, roughly a week, and just relax and not really have to worry about work, not really have to worry about much of anything. And I mean, it's funny because of the fact that This year felt a bit weird to a certain extent. Not necessarily in terms of how the schedule worked out. I mean, there was a little bit of that as well. But also, this time of year is now, it's not just about Dragon Con for me. It's about the transition that I made last year from working at Regal after 22 years to working for Strong now. And this was the first year since that happened. And it feels like a nice demarcation line in the year. And, you know, the timing just happened to be what it was last year when this transition happened. But this year, it really did feel like, okay, a year has passed since this happened, you know, get to enjoy things a little bit and then get back into it. And that's kind of how it was this year. So this year was a little bit different because of the fact that we still went down on Wednesday night to the hotel. But I did end up having to work, and that was one of the benefits of having stuff to do locally the week before Dragon Con, because of the fact that then I could plan on doing some stuff on Wednesday, getting some hours in on Wednesday, and then going to Dragon Con and not having to worry about work for the rest of the weekend. So we drove down to the Hilton Garden Inn, our usual spot to stay. And we checked in. And it's funny, this year we checked in right just after 5 o'clock. And at 6 o'clock, I had the first of two podcast records scheduled. The first one is, you can hear over the In Their Own League YouTube channel, was another conversation with Ella Dawson. We talked about her book, But How Are You Really? We talked about Bridgerton, the concept of book adaptations, and it was a lot of fun. And then later that evening, I recorded the latest Class of 99 series episode with my friend Robert Yannis Jr. about Deep Blue Sea. And you can hear that in the preceding episode on the podcast stream. Thursday, we went to go get our badges, as we usually do. We got that done quick. We went to the Dragon Con store, checked to see what they had there. We got a couple of things this year. Then we decided to take a little trip and supposed to go in back to the hotel. Meredith has kind of gotten into diamond art, and so it's like, okay, so she wanted to get some stuff for that while we were at the hotel. So we went to a Joann's nearby and we got that. And then we had some time to kill. We didn't have a whole lot else going on. So we went to go watch the new film of The Crow. You can read my thoughts on it. I shared those thoughts last Thursday prior to Dragon Con. And overall, I think there are some interesting things there. It's one of the reasons I was always kind of interested in a new adaptation and seeing what new people had to bring to it. I don't think it's nearly on the level of the original. But I think there are some good things to it, especially in the way it realized the Eric and Shelley relationship. I think it did a good job with that. Friday started Dragon Con, and we start out very early with the late show, the first one of the con, which takes place the same ballroom as our first panel of the weekend. And so they just let you go in and, you know, you don't have to leave when the late show's done. The panel was Resident Alien, the sci-fi comedy mystery with Alan Tudyk, and as an alien who's takes the place of a human doctor in this small town of Patience, Colorado. And it was Alan Tudyk, Meredith Gerritsen, Sarah Tomko, and Alice Wetterlund were the guests from Resident Alien. And I've seen a couple of episodes. I had not seen as many as Meredith had. And we've actually gotten to watching it together since we got back from Dragon Con. But it was really an entertaining panel nonetheless. I enjoyed listening to everybody speak, to listen to everybody talk about their characters, and it was really just a lot of fun. We didn't do too much after that, actually. Those were the only two things we did, was the late show in Resident Evil as far as panels go. The rest of the day, we largely spent it at the Walk of Fame, actually. There were a lot of guests that we wanted to get autographs for this year, and photo ops, and we already had a couple planned. And we ended up just spending a lot of the afternoon at the Walk of Fame, and it was really nice to have a fairly laid-back opening day of the con. I got to meet Danny Trejo and got his autograph, and that was a lot of fun. Ended up getting a picture of him as the Rancor Keeper from Book of Boba Fett, because for me, Star Wars was just kind of the thing this year. And so, meanwhile, Meredith went to go get autographs from four members of the Roswell cast. Jason Baer, Mahendra Delfino, Brendan Fair, and Nick Wechsler. They were originally going to have a fifth one there. Sherry Appleby, or the actress who played Liz Parker, but she was unable to make it at the last minute. Like, literally, they literally canceled on Friday. So we were not able to get their autograph, but we got everybody else's. And we also ended up meeting Nathan Fillion and getting his autograph for me, for Firefly, for Meredith, for The Rookie. And it was nice. He was nice. And by virtue of meeting him at this con, I officially have met and gotten autographs from everybody who was on Firefly, all of the main cast. The one autograph I don't have from specifically from Firefly is Ron Glass. My mom did get an autograph from him in 2009 for my parents and I, but was on Barney Miller, wasn't Firefly. But I did meet him. I got a selfie with him that year. And so that was my first Dragon Con. And, you know, 15 years later, I finally have met everybody associated with Firefly as far as the main cast. And I think that was pretty much it. Once we got Nathan Fillion's autograph, we pretty much head out for the day. And just kind of relax throughout the rest of the afternoon. Saturday, we did our annual morning pilgrimage to the vendors in lieu of the parade, which was really good. We got there around 7:30 and it already had a little bit of a line. So that was a bit unexpected, but at the same time, it's Dragon Con. You're going to have lines going to the vendors. We got some stuff at the vendors. I actually got some Star Wars pops. And then we dropped that stuff off at the car, and we head over to the Marriott, where throughout the day we ended up having more autographs to get, and we also had more photo ops. And that was basically what the day was for us, was autographs and photo ops. And the photo ops we had four. We had the team up for Roswell. We had Ming-Na Wen. I had Natasha Liu Bordizzo, who played Sabine Wren in the Ahsoka TV series, which I also just watched for the first time this past week in order to prepare for Ming-er. And then we got a photo op with Nathan and Alan for Firefly. So we had that photo op. Autographs, I met Natasha at the Walk of Fame. Really nice. Really enjoyed her work as Sabine and Ahsoka. I'm really excited to see what season 2 is going to be like for that series. And then we also met Ming-Na Wen, who was absolute delight and just really a lovely person. We kind of took it easy throughout the afternoon, and once we were done with the photo ops, we were basically done for the day. And so, you know, I mean, there's a part of me that's like, you know, I mean, would be nice to spend more time going to panels, sure, but at the same time, I like the pace. I think this year I like the pace of our schedule really well. And Saturday was a nice relaxed day for the most part. Not a whole lot of walking around, running around, and it was good. It's good. Sunday was our big panel day. We start off going to the Late Show. And then, well, I started going off to the Late Show because my 10 o'clock panel was Danny Trejo from Dusk Till Dragon Con. And it was such a pleasure to listen to him talk about his career, talk about his life, and how radically different, how radically unexpected it was that he took the direction he took. And hearing him talk about his first experiences in Hollywood, talking about him working on his death scene with Robert De Niro in Heat, his collaborations with Robert Rodriguez. It's just, it was really, I think Danny Trejo was the personal highlight of the con for me. Just in getting to see him, realizing that he's actually probably kind of short, but he could still probably kick my ass. And then just hearing about his passions, hearing about what his passions are in life. After that one, that ended up running a little long. After that one, I got back in line for the same room, because that is where Meredith and I were going to spend our 11:30 time at. Let's talk about Robot Chicken with Seth Green and Nathan Fillion. I guess Nathan Fillion was a guest on Robot Chicken at a time. And it basically was just them taking questions and them being funny, cracking wise. And it was really a lot of fun listening to those two. And after that, took a bit of a break, went to the Walk of Fame, got to meet Manny Jacinto from The Acolyte. He played the stranger in The Acolyte, who was really nice, really gracious as far as his time when it came to The Acolyte, and it was nice to meet him there. Then we got in line for our final panel of the Dragon Con, which was a 25th anniversary panel for Roswell with the same guests who Meredith met earlier in the con. And that was a lot of fun. And we had gone through the series. I'd never seen the series. I was always more of a Buffy person, but Meredith loved it. And so we watched it earlier this summer in preparation for them being at Dragon Con. And it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed watching it. You know, probably something I will not watch entirely again, but it was a series I enjoyed. And the panel was really a lot of fun as well. After that, the only thing I had left was a photo op with Manny Jacinto, and which I ended up doing over because of the fact that when the picture was first taken, it was like a deer in headlights. So I asked if I could have it taken over, and they allowed me to do that. And it was much better second time around. And so that was pretty much it for Sunday. And then Monday, we ended up just driving back to home. There really wasn't much left for us to do. We had done all the panels, gotten to meet all the people we wanted to, and that was it. So that was our Dragon Con. And I mean, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, I say this every year on this podcast that like Dragon Con changes from year to year. Admittedly, it does feel like the past few years have kind of fallen into a specific rhythm for us, but that's not a bad thing either. I mean, you know, I know why Meredith is interested in going to Dragon Con. I know why I'm interested in going to Dragon Con, and we enjoy that, and we enjoy those reasons that we're going. And this year, you know, there wasn't a whole lot we ended up doing, but what we did was important to us. So there's not really much left to say on that. And ended up being a good weekend for me. I really need the weekend, and really looking forward to this kind of being the breakup point in a year. Between the time I was at Regal with the time I'm at Strong. And, you know, this is going to be a time that I always think about fondly. That is going to be it for this episode of the Sonic Cinema Podcast. Have some great episodes, great guests coming up soon. Going to be talking about Kevin Smith. We're going to do some more Class of 99. Going to talk with a couple friends. One that hasn't been on the podcast for a while, one that hasn't been on the podcast yet, but I've wanted to get her on the podcast, and I'm looking forward to having her be a part of that. Again, check the podcast out wherever you listen to podcasts, as well as www.sonic-cinema.com. Thank you very much.